9:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah, boy.
This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly and in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland. Boxes Beverly Pizza, best thin crust pizza on the south side of Chicago.
Yep.
I say it every week. Guinness, Irish Stout. Guinness is good for you.
Creamy. Best in the world.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Also best in the world.
The best garbage men in the world as well. Yeah. The right. Best.
Even when it's frozen, they take it out.
Frozen don't matter.
Yep. Frozen hot, any way you want it. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. And joining me as always to my left
is my
twin brother Billy.
Hello. Hi.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
We are back together.
We are all back. We are all back together.
It's been a few weeks where all three of us were at once. I mean, we had one where it was you and Clay.
You know why, Bill?
And me and Clay.
You know why? Because we live in a sick world.
People are sick.
Yeah, it's illness all over the place.
It is. But
flus and such.
Mental illness, flu illness, COVID illness.
I know.
We're all sick of it.
We all went into the jungle and Nam, and now we just came out and we reunited.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the outside world was like Nam? I don't know if some of our Vietnam vets would say that COVID life is anything like Vietnam.
No, it's just a stupid analogy.
Yes, I get it. No, it's not stupid. It's an analogy. There's no stupid nothing on this show. It is like Vietnam.
No stupid nothing. That's your new slogan.
Yeah.
It's a war.
We're in a war we can't win.
Nah, we'll win. We already won.
That we entered into, and now we're in this prism of our own, you know, crazy radical ideas, and people are just flipping out.
Yeah, everyone's got to turn their TV off and go buy a kite.
Is COVID making everybody turn into General Kurtz?
Yeah.
Is that everyone's just got their own case of Kurtz right now.
It's turning people into John Voight from Heat.
Oh. You must have just watched Heat.
I did. Yeah. His character is very creepy.
Yeah, he is.
The way he talks very slow.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you gotta go in there.
What's the guy's name that does the job with them? That they gotta kill him something with an S.
I don't know.
He's like an Indian name.
COVID.
like an American Indian name. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like Silverstone.
Anyway. No. Yeah, enough of... Bill wants to hijack Alicia, the show with Voight.
Alicia Silverstone.
Mr. Silverstone, Alicia's father. Meet him at LAX.
Mike, find out Alicia Silverstone's father's name.
Yeah, we haven't done a date in a while.
Anyway, it's good to be back. I am happy to be back.
Yes.
And to see everybody happy and healthy, and I hope you had a nice holiday. I did.
Yep.
I didn't do anything for New Year's this year. No.
Just
chilling.
No, not even a pot or a pan struck outside.
No.
Just stared at the TV and went, next.
Pitt.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Monty Silverman.
Whoa, Monty Stone. Silverman. Call Monty Silverstone. Sorry. Did I say Silverman?
You did.
Yes, you did.
Potato, potato.
Monty Silverstone.
Monty Silverstone is Alicia Silverstone's father. First fact of the show tonight that is actually true.
Wonderful.
According to the Zuckerberg police.
You'll be hearing his name a lot.
What were you talking about just before this?
I said I'm happy to see everybody.
On New Year's Eve, yeah. You and your son Mike were hanging out over at my place.
Yes, when you have kids, you do New Year's Eve at 9 o'clock.
Like, these guys were, like, in the living room, and his son was, like, looking at a bunch of his guys or whatever.
NECAs.
We let him stay up late, and I came out of my bedroom, and I go, Happy New Year, guys. No one stopped or did anything.
Yeah. No, I didn't
go, yeah, cool.
No one cares.
Slice of frozen pizza.
It's 2022.
It is 2020. 2022, what do you say? Yahoo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't be blue.
That's a little shout out to my good old late friend Bobby P. 2022, Yahoo!
Oh, yeah, Bobby P.
That's what he used to do. Anyway, yeah, I'm hoping 2022 is going to get better because there is so much doom and gloom. The crypto market, everybody's talking about crypto all of a sudden. They are. You laugh. I mean, we talk about the Winky Voss brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Our affinity for Bitcoin and musical theater and a lot of other things that are ravaging the world right now.
Yeah.
Musical theater's ravaging the world?
Bill, musical theater's been ravaging the world for over 100 years.
I guess it has.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the selling point for Bitcoin the musical?
Absolutely.
Musical theater's been ravaging the world for years. We present Bitcoin.
Right. And now,
No, the opening scene of Bitcoin the Musical is a monkey rolling out a giant bee, a coin, across stage. Yeah. Ooh, it's like the dawn.
Yes!
That's it.
We got to get Jack Hanna to work on this production.
Yeah, this could be any other second. Right. Waving his arms. Welcome to me.
We'll put that in the meeting.
So
the
crypto's meeting. Got you concerned?
I think a lot of people are thinking, how do I make money in 2022? What do I do?
It takes money to make money.
Well, it does, yes.
We all know this.
But I think a lot of people have a little bit of money. People are trying. This COVID has made people reinvent themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what 2022, a new year, always brings these thoughts about.
A lot of vlogging.
Yeah, a lot. Oh, next year I'm going to vlog so much.
I'm going to vlog my tail off.
Right. I'm going to vlog so much, I'm going to make Rupert Murdoch weep with
I'm going to get obscure celebrities to vlog with me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Or have a podcast. You know, lots of people always. I'm going to start a podcast up.
I'm going to interview Jeff Garcia.
Yes, from the San Francisco 49ers. Sure. Retired football
player. It's going to be my breakthrough episode.
And the Philadelphia Eagles. And the San Diego Chargers.
And the Bears.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
And the Chicago
Bears. And the Cleveland
Bears.
Browns. Garcia played for everybody.
Yeah, he did.
Anyways, yes.
Did a tour of the league.
Logging with Jeff Garcia.
No, Clay.
That's what people need to start doing.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
What are you doing in 2022? Vlogging with Jeff Garcia every day. Sometimes we'll talk politics. Sometimes we'll talk NFL football.
Or clogging with...
Clogging? Everyone's wearing clogs with Jeff
clogging
Garcia?
Clogging with Jeff Garcia.
Oh, Bill goes Dutch with it. I was going to say it was maybe a plumbing
hey,
joke.
Hey, Jeff,
there.
Let's go Dutch with it.
Right. Oh, they're wearing clogs.
I got a pair of wooden shoes in my locker for you.
So you want to host a podcast with Jeff Garcia and a pair of wooden shoes?
I want to turn the vlog into a clog. Okay.
Wow. The places
then we'll
this
clog
show
a
goes.
Toilet at the studio.
Do you think that Jeff Garcia goes Dutch on dates?
I mean,
he's married, probably.
No, yeah, he's married.
He makes his wife still pay for half.
He's throwing spirals in his backyard. He doesn't care about anything else.
All right, sorry. Forgot about him. It was a great story in the NFL.
We were talking about crypto. It went into a Winklevoss joke. It circled around to a musical theater joke. And then Jeff Garcia jumped in, if you've been slowly behind us today, folks. Crypto market.
You think it's going to take over the world?
I think it's going to boom. In like the next,
okay.
In the next 6 months, I think.
Yeah, people have been saying that.
Well,
because
the media is all warning of like,
that's
oh, Bitcoin's going to crash, and I'm like, oh, this is manipulated. It's not going to crash. People are going to get in further, and I've read articles where it's like this: if that happens, because there are a lot of people in this state of the world right now, mm-hmm. because the economy's not great, that are desperate. And they're all looking to reinvent themselves in some way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That many guys who either busted out last year or lost their business or have a little thing left over, maybe some PPP money, maybe whatever laying around, they're going to go for something. What are they going to do? Are they going to put the dough into crypto? Because that looks like the fastest gain right now. It's a gamble for
sure. It's very volatile. So it goes up. The swings are very... wild.
And I think what the people, you know, the media is trying to warn against is that, like, if you don't understand how this stuff works, do not get yourself involved in it.
Right. But there's certain points where, like, if it gets to, you know, 100,000 per Bitcoin,
sure,
there's going to be this, like, fear of missing out type of feeling.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to push it even higher and higher.
Yeah. It's like the Powerball lottery, how it rises, which I did.
Speaking of that.
We didn't win. Oh, somebody in Wisconsin won.
Yeah, you should have been up
and
there.
And California. It's always
what
Wisconsin.
What part of Wisconsin?
Who knows? As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh. Mike, our producer, Mike Sierkowski, pulls something up for us here. It says, crypto scammers took a record $14 billion in 2021. Crypto scammers. And by that, I presume hucksters and fraudsters that are.
Yeah.
I never heard anybody use a word huckster
over here.
Yeah. Well, that's what they are, folks.
Hucksters and fraudsters.
You see this Russian guy over here? He's a crypto huckster.
Yes.
He's a huckster. The guy in the black leather trench coat?
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eye on him.
The Russian in the black leather trench coat is a crypto huckster. I'd like you to keep an eye on him.
Well, there's got
to
be Sergey. Sergey Huckster is a character in Bitcoin the Musical.
Sergey Huckstable.
Huckster. Sergey Huckster.
Sergey Huckster. It all goes back to Bitcoin the Musical.
Sergey Huckster is definitely in Bitcoin the Musical.
Sergey Huckster. I do like the name. That's
what a great character.
Right. And the Tony Award for Sergey Huckster. In Bitcoin the Musical goes to Hugh Jackman.
Of course. Because he's a song and dance guy. We all know that about Jackman.
He's got to wear his claws, though.
Song and dance finance man.
Jackman,
actor.
Jackman, you get the part. You got to wear those claws, though, that you wear all the time.
If you get the part in Bitcoin, Hugh, we need the claws from Wolverine.
Try and look like a wolf a little bit.
Sergey Huckster's a wolf now.
Try to have crazy hair like that wolf thing you did.
I know you were thinking that Sergei Huckster was probably like a finance computer evil wizard from Russia. He's actually a werewolf from New Jersey.
He's like the wolf of Bitcoin, you know what I mean? Like
the wolf, it's the second Wall Street, movie. You know?
The Wolf of Bitcoin is the second movie, only it's a Sergei Huckster story.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be a...
You know how we all, you know how we settle the world right now, Clay? We call up Jeff Garcia. Yeah. We say, hey, listen.
Throw those wooden shoes on.
Put the wooden shoes on.
Your shoulder pads.
The shoulder pads.
Your Wolverine t-shirt.
Your Wolverine t-shirt.
Come down to the Cork and Carry.
And sit with me and talk to me.
And
we'll have, a Guinness and we're going to talk about your new vlog podcast with me. The show is presented by the Cork and Carry. More silliness after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Carry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Carry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooley's Hooley returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kylie, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Hey,
welcome back, folks. The Hoolies Hooli. We're all together again. It's been a few weeks.
Just talking musicals with the boys, you know?
Yeah, just talking
musicals. Happy New Year!
We're back.
How was that?
Just the new year, new musical, new life. We could write a new musical this year.
Everyone should write a musical.
The 2020-21 musical. That's how you what was the 2021 musical? You know?
I've never seen a musical.
Mask up. 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 Mask up.
He's masked. He's not. Run for the hills.
Not bad, Bill. There's hills in this. There were hills.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I heard it kills COVID. You know, all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Yowzers.
This is where it's gone, but this is where society's gone. That would be accepted today.
Yeah. I think that's how you...
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. This is where we're headed. COVID.
Inflation. And COVID.
Right. Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Big Rockettes singing, shouting Bitcoin in the corner.
It's time for Jeff Garcia's number.
And Snapchat and your life.
You know? Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Garcia.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's role of Mark Zuckerberg will be played by former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jeff Garcia.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks, everybody. COVID. COVID.
No, someone throws him a cane.
Yes. He's got to have a cane.
And a top hat.
Sure. Right. It's Broadway.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be beautiful. You know what? I can't wait for that. That's what all these little punks who are shooting each other on the south and west side should start writing musicals.
Yeah.
I'm sadly...
Pass the time that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, isn't it?
You got to fight with a rival? Have dueling musicals.
Chicago's a crazy place to live right now.
Yeah.
I will say that much. It's pretty wild here. New story every day. We try to keep it light on this show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the depressing side of the state of the city right now is that these are desperate times. People are doing wild things, yeah. You know? You know, buy your Bitcoin.
Buy bullets and Bitcoin.
But that's why I brought that up at the top of the show is that I think there's sort of, a leaping point that needs to be made. You know, and it's
yes.
Like, what am I going to do? What are we going to do here? What's this year going
to
hold?
You got to leap to the next level.
Well, you do. Every year you got to leap to the next level. Otherwise, you're dying. And we're
you're
all
sinking.
Dying. Yeah, you're sinking, which we are anyway. And maybe that's because
so
I'm now.
So act two of COVID, the musical, is leap to the next level.
Yeah, that's the big number. Yeah.
Leap to the next level. Leap, leap, run, and jump, and leap, and hide, and hide, and hide. But come out of that hideness and leap and jump away your life. You know?
Come out of that hideness.
Bill, you are scatting like a sophisticated Mel Torme songwriter.
Love it.
On 10th Avenue, man.
Bill, if there was a room full of real Broadway producers sitting in this room,
I could improvise
their jaws would be on the floor.
Well, the reality is there's a world of Broadway producers listening right now. All it takes is some money, fellas.
There's some real big names listening.
I'll give Scott Rudin a call, and we'll have Bitcoin the musical.
Nathan Lane's a regular listener. Yeah.
Yes, he is. Nathan Lane is a huge fan of this show.
Hello, Nate.
Yes. Nathan, how are you?
Yep.
Happy New Year. 2022. Yahoo.
I loved you and the producers.
I loved you and the producers, and I love you for life.
Yeah.
Hey, how was your Christmas?
Pretty low-key.
Yeah?
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
We had
30 people over for dinner.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty tame, though.
But everybody's laid back. Yeah, I like the fact that you guys don't let COVID get in the way of a family gathering. Just go for it, right? At this point, it's like, hey, have you guys had COVID? Yeah. Have you had it? Yeah. I'm like, all right, we're doing it. You know?
No, I mean, it was fine.
Yeah, good.
No major incidents.
Did the kids get any major surprises or toys that they were interested in this year?
Everything that they got, they pretty much expected they were going to get.
Really?
But yeah, kind of. I mean, they get to, yeah, my, you know. My,
same thing on my end. I think, Mikey wanted, my son Mike loves those animatronic, huge, giant things on people's lawns during Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted that for Christmas. Santa didn't bring it this year.
Yeah.
Right? But NECA was a big feature. Yes. It was a NECA Christmas.
It was a NECA Christmas.
And I got him, Santa Claus brought him one NECA that I really, really enjoyed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was John from They Live. Rowdy Roddy Piper's NECA character from They Live with the sunglasses and a gun and a cigarette. And I was like, fantastic. That is beautiful.
Wow.
And Mikey was like, this is a really rare. He's like, this is a rare NECA. Santa Claus.
Rare NECA.
I was like, that's John from They Live. You should watch that movie, buddy.
I've never seen
John Carpenter.
You've never seen awesome. They Live?
I have not.
Rowdy Roddy Piper plays a construction worker who finds a pair of sunglasses that exposes a sort of, world that is ruled by UFOs.
Ooh.
All right? And these sunglasses reveal all this subliminal messaging that is across media and billboards, right?
Okay.
So there's a great scene. I don't know. Oh, Mike's got it queued up. Here's...
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
We've got one who can see! And then he goes on a big rampage in a bank with a shotgun where he blows away 50 aliens.
His partner in the movie, like his right-hand man,
yes,
is the guy that plays King in Platoon.
Oh, yeah.
That African-American actor is great, and I can't remember his name. He does a lot of voiceover work.
Keith David is his
name. Keith David, thank you.
Yeah.
He's probably one of my top five favorite actors.
Keith David?
Yeah.
He narrates a lot of great stuff,
too. He's not bad in anything.
Oh, no, he's fantastic.
Anyway, get him. It was the NECA Christmas. Mikey got John from They Live, right? The Rowdy Roddy Piper guy.
Mm-hmm.
He got...
I believe he's also in Something About Mary, Keith David.
Yes, he is. He plays...
Mary's father.
Mary's father.
Mary's father, correct.
Yes.
We love you, Keith.
Right, we do. Hey, IMDb talk, folks.
Keith, Nate, we love you guys.
Mm-hmm. Mikey got the T-1000 from Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That's Robert Patrick's character where he's getting his face blown in half. And his
Oh, they got the big hole in them.
Yeah, the hole where it's silver.
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's changing heads.
Isn't it nice that Santa Claus brought a figure of a man with a big bullet hole in his head for Christmas?
Yeah, but it's silver.
Yeah, but it's silver. It's a toy.
The guy's made out of, what's he made out of? He's made out of liquid mercury.
Yes, hey, Chicago quiz question of the day. What was Robert Patrick made of in T2?
What's T-1000 made of?
What's T-1000 made
of? Is it
T-1
or T-2000?
I think I don't know. T-1000 is Schwarzenegger, right? I don't know.
No, Schwarzenegger's the Terminator.
Are you getting pulsars mixed up, T-1000?
No. What's his face? Patrick is T-1000.
Yes, Robert
Patrick. Schwarzenegger's the Terminator. That's the name of his.
Oh, okay. Thing.
So that was one character that he got.
Do you have a liquid head too? You could throw on him.
Yeah, yeah. There's interchangeable heads. These interchangeable heads. But it is weird. These NECA figures. Like I thought that my son Mikey was like a horror aficionado and like really into this.
Mm-hmm.
He's not alone. I've discovered, like, this is a big market. Like, yeah. All of a sudden at Target, there's thousands of NECAs now. You know, and it's like, whoa, it wasn't like this 6 months ago. And that's due to, like, kids watching YouTube. Like, NECA trended on YouTube because these comic book guys were playing with these figures that were more, you know, very, very lifelike, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And violent and scary and, like, not of a world that the kids are normally exposed to.
Not of a world the kids right. are normally exposed to.
Yes. The dazzle of the NECA figure is that the figures are from a world that children are not exposed to.
Maybe.
They're very violent and creepy and disgusting and somewhat triple X rated.
We had the same thing. We had Garbage Pail Kids.
Right. Yeah. But no, but these are collector's items as well. You know, kids are going to be wanting NFTs for Christmas.
Garbage
Pail
Kids
years.
Are big money. Right. Big money.
Are they?
Some of them are, yeah.
Anyway, we're going to play a song. Bill, you had a song you wanted to play.
Yeah, you know, I think you're talking about all this gore and everything, and yes. we're talking about COVID and everybody wants out of it.
Yeah, darkness.
You know, we must all sanctify ourselves.
Ooh. Oh.
Sacrifice yourself.
Jim Kerr.
Simple Minds, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You do need to sanctify yourself.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's a new year.
It is. What are your plans for the new year?
Well, last year.
What are your dreams?
I got an ectomorph again. I mean, I never even got to do my reveal party. I haven't even done that yet.
No.
I got it.
Planning starts, you know, we have already had the first meeting.
Yeah.
I was supposed to start this week, and I was like, it's a little too cold.
You know what this will be then? This will be a race to the curtain is the name of the show.
Race to the curtain?
Yeah.
The reveal.
The reveal. We
race
have our
to
own
the reveal.
We all have a reveal at the end of the year where we all walk around.
I'm not having a reveal.
Oh, you don't want to get oiled up on stage?
No, it's just you guys.
Oh, I forgot. We have to get oiled up for this?
Yes.
My name gets top billing on the show.
Do we have to put like on the tanning cream and everything?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh boy.
The tanning cream, the oil, like you got
the light snowfall, the stairway.
Right.
Everyone holding champagne at the bottom.
The banana colored briefs with a little
there's more to it.
With like a little tanning stuff kind of.
Yeah, we gotta exfoliate big time.
Oh yeah, but thank you, Mike. Mike has the good notes. Exfoliate.
There's twirling involved.
Do we have to shave all of our
Matthew
bodies?
McConaughey
too?
He might be there.
Do we have to shave ourselves?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta be
shaved. Oh man, dude.
It's Buns protocol.
Yeah. It is basically Clay. Yeah, it's Buns, bro. Folks, go back to our archive shows and you'll discover about Buns. It's an all male featured Hooters-esque restaurant in Florida.
We always talk about this.
And one of the nice things about Buns, folks, is that everybody's totally shaved and hosed down.
And then they wear those little
outside.
Orange, they wear those orange shorts
before their shift. So there's no masks needed at Buns because people are just so clean.
That's it.
The men are really clean at Buns.
And the food's good.
And the food's good. Yeah. So if when Bill and I have a reveal party after we ectomorph this year and get into amazing shape.
Yes.
Ectomorph. Maybe we play some Ectomorph later by Arthur Yoria because that is a jam.
It might be too early for Yoria.
Yeah, we can't
ectomorph.
Get him out in January.
What? What do you mean? That's the perfect That's the perfect time
he's
of year.
Summer. He's a summertime guy.
Yeah,
he's a feel good spring
guy. I got a song
guy,
for us. It's going to blow your mind.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll listen to it when we come
later,
back.
Later.
Yeah, well, we can take the commercial break now.
Okay.
It's been a little
while. Wait, who's going to win this race? I want to know.
Which race? The race between Bill and
I? Yeah, when are you
going
to start? When are you going to start working
I don't know,
out? Tomorrow?
Dude,
the next day?
You got to just start.
Yeah.
And that was the last. That was the hardest part for me last year. You got to just start.
It's easy to stop.
Because Bill just goes, oh, it's been a little cold. When it's not cold, then I'll start. You'll give yourself an excuse
you
like
that
over
that
and over and over
again.
You got to
watch Rocky doing the stuff in the snow. That makes you want to go outside in the winter and do stuff.
Hearts on Fire plane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. From Rocky IV.
Watch that scene hundreds of thousands of times.
That is a great scene.
Yes. For anyone who's considering turning over a new leaf in 2022, I recommend
Rocky
the Rocky snow scene.
Yes.
That'll help you get to where you need to be.
The snow workout montage.
When he has the beard and everything.
Yeah, and the guy in the Mercedes is following him. And then
finally,
he loses him in the mountains.
Drago!
Yeah, screams. Whole thing's total nonsense.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth. Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, where you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. and they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Go to the Cork and Kerry. Welcome back, Hooli Suli. Yes. Glad to be back with you boys this week again.
Yeah.
I felt out of place. It's very rare that I miss a week, but I was feeling, you know, pretty under the weather, just like everybody else has been.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
But I am going to be fine because I'm going to, you know, get back in the gym this year. I'm going to act on more. I'm going to finally finish Bitcoin the Musical.
Yeah, write all your movies.
You guys need to come over and we need to just get a piano, although none of us know how to play.
I'm sorry?
we're just going to get a piano and we're just going to start messing around.
I have
a piano. And within a couple months, there's going to be the remnants of a golden
Should we just work on
Broadway show.
Piano and dance numbers all day? That's just the three of us?
That's my New Year's resolution. Piano and dance numbers all year.
You know,
I'm dedicating my life to it.
And two and three and four. That's all you hear coming out of there.
Yes.
Winklevoss. No, you're off key. I need you to lower it a little bit on the
Winklevoss. Bill, you got to twirl more. Twirl.
Right.
Harder.
We're going to get a government loan.
Cut the turn with the twirl. Cut it.
I'll install a full one of the walls in a room in my house. It will be mirrors. I'll get a ballet bar.
Yes, that's exactly what we need.
Yeah.
And hardwood floors, piano in the corner.
Picture of Mick Jagger.
A picture of Mick Jagger on the wall. And we're all wearing Jagger-esque attire. Like we have like leotard tops on and jeans.
Yes.
And we're just sitting at the piano smoking. Yes. Ooh, Jinx, I owe you a Coke. We're just writing some fab stuff.
There's a French guy sitting on the floor smoking.
Yes, he's there for inspiration.
He's sketching.
He's wearing a beret.
Mm-hmm. I'm drawing. I'm going to document this for the future.
That's how he talks?
Yes.
But he's from France.
He's got a Chicago accent. So we got to document this for the future.
Yeah, he's drunk too.
Clay, you had a song before the break. We said we were going to make
it. We're saving it for the end though.
Oh, are we?
Oh, yeah. we can play it right now with James that hard.
Yeah, okay. Jam it that hard. Right. You know,
let me set it up.
Okay.
I watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with my son Brendan the other day.
Very nice.
Wonderful experience.
Yeah, amazing. I think that every single person in that movie should have won an Oscar.
Yes, including the guy who played Abe Lincoln.
And the guy even who the played the principal.
Even the girl that played Bill's mom, Misty?
Yes.
I thought she was so hot.
It's fantastic from start to finish. It's flawless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
George Carlin.
Yes.
You know?
The great.
Brendan loved that he didn't know some of the guys, you know, like, you know,
Sigmund Freud and whatever.
Sure.
But, who's the guy that plays Bill's awesome. Dad, or that plays Ted's dad, and he's like the
he's
police
also,
officer?
He's the in, dude in Step Brothers.
Yeah. What's that actor's name?
Jerk Dad. That's
he's great at the, he's good mm-hmm. as the Jerk
You're
Dad.
You're good at the Jerk Dad.
Yeah.
You?
Johnny Dorito here with Jerk Dad on the phone.
New client.
I've been representing Richard. I think his name is Richard, like, something.
Not Richard Tyson.
No, it's not Richard Tyson.
We did.
I heard last week's show.
What do you think of that?
It was very funny.
Commercial idea.
Richard Jenkins. Thank you, Mike. That's the name of that actor.
Richard Tyson getting out of the GMC Sierra.
Yeah.
Taking the dog.
Right. Yeah. And Richard Tyson is the dad from Kindergarten Cop.
So we don't only just write musicals, we write commercials on this show.
You know what else we write?
Hmm.
We write comedy in their heads on the fly, baby.
That's right. This is all heavily improvised, if you really picked up on it.
This is Big Pig.
Big Pig,
you
it's
heard
called.
It.
And this is from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Can't break away.
What's
Bill
in Ted.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I like it.
It's good stuff.
It's a heck of a video.
Oh, yeah.
Looks a little bit like...
They're from Australia, that music group.
Are they?
Yeah. It's hot down there.
They're wonderful. Hey, John Madden died.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I can't do a John Madden.
I know. Boom!
Frank Caliendo. You know,
Frank Caliendo did the greatest John Madden. Isn't it crazy that when an icon like that dies, everybody goes right to Frank Caliendo stuff? Like, because it did tickle everybody. And Madden was such a loved figure.
And he did it so good.
Oh, he did it so good. But John Madden was so unique. I mean,
great guy.
Well, what an unbelievable legacy and brand that he created just by being himself. And there's a great documentary on the NFL Network just called Madden.
Yep.
I encourage anybody to go, if you were a big football fan, to watch that.
Sure.
Yeah. Because Madden really was instrumental to the game and where it is today and how big the NFL became. And he was the everyman's announcer in many ways. Although he had been a player coach, you know, he did it all. And
what did they
he's
say?
A big loss.
What did they
loss.
Say the Madden brand was worth, like over $5 billion or something like that?
The video game brand alone has brought in over $4 billion.
Yeah, it's like he had two lives. You know, he had the life as the football coach. Yeah, it's like he had three lives. The life as a broadcaster and then the life as the video game.
And as a mobile. And as a father, too. You don't see
and
that.
And a grandfather.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah. And an Oakland Raider.
Correct.
The autumn wind is a Raider.
He reminds me kind of like George Foreman. You know, George Foreman had his life as a boxer, and then he had some acting. And
the George Foreman grill.
The grill, which made him more money than anything.
Yeah, I guess, like, that trajectory of fame, I can see what you mean by that. Mm-hmm. But Madden was so,
Sammy
like,
Hagar, too.
Yeah, you got Timmy. Boom, boom. Yeah, you know.
He wouldn't fly, Mike. There's a whole thing in the documentary about the Madden bus.
The Madden bus, but even the turducken, the turkey leg that he created. Like,
but he had three Super Bowls?
I think the beauty of Madden was that he was able to lampoon himself and had a sense of humor about being a bigger guy who liked food, didn't fly, you know, and... the more he was himself, the bigger his brand grew. And him getting involved with that football game, Madden, because that game did expose John Madden to generations
totally.
Of kids, right? I mean, it put him into a completely different stratosphere of celebrity than any other sports announcer in history.
Yeah.
There's no other sport. There was never a Vin Scully baseball game or anything, you know, like, so for there to be an, like, for kids to
Joe
still
Buck baseball.
Well, it's yeah, but Madden's name lives on through that brand of video game and how good it was, and how instrumental Madden was to that game. Where he was like, no, if you're going to create a video football game, he's like, there's got to be 11 guys on the field, and the linemen are
right.
very important, and we're going to give everybody credit. You can select, you could be a lineman the whole game if you want in Madden,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There were little sort of things that he threw into the game that forced children to actually understand the rules of real football.
Mm-hmm.
And from an educator standpoint, because John Madden was a teacher and had a degree in teaching,
yep.
I think that never left him his entire life. He was constantly a teacher. And so when he was presented with the opportunity to have a game like that, he was like, yeah, we're going to have a game. But boom, I want to make sure that the kids are hooked on it and understand it at the
for
same
sure.
time, the whole game.
You know what we should do? We should put him in the Hooli Hooli Hall of Fame.
John Madden?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in on a sleigh,
what
you know?
What do we do for that? Do we do a song?
His son had a line in the documentary when we were watching. He says, when my dad and Pat Summerall started working together, it was like when peanut butter met jelly.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, they just immediately clicked.
That's how I feel about Stone and Benetti.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah, they're getting there.
But yeah, the loss, it took me a while when I heard it. John Madden went into the Hall of Fame a few years ago in Canton, which was like kind of long overdue. And when that happened, I remember like being like, yes, you know, I don't know why. Like, and I'm not the only football fan. Like, you never hear people be like, man, I hate John Madden. Like, you never heard football
fans.
Jeff Garcia never said that. No. But, you know, we as fans, we're hypercritical of the announcers a lot of the times. Like, I can't stand listening to Collinsworth. It drives me nuts, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because, it might be there's an arrogance to his tone that bothers me. And so, as listeners, you become
Al Michaels is depressing because it reminds me of being hungover on a Sunday night listening to him and being like, oh, I know that I have to work the next day.
But he did.
Al Michaels' voice is the last
Sunday,
thing I'm going to
hear. He did Sunday night for 7 years with Madden.
Yeah,
so I loved that.
Yeah.
But John Madden's voice was always kind of upbeat, and it was like, yeah, it's Sunday, we're going to eat, you know, and we're going to watch football, and Madden's going to get the telestrator out and explain the plays. And
it's like John Candy doing football.
There was a John Candy element to that. You're right, Clay. There was, especially when he's doing the Miller Lite commercials and busting through the walls. Like, I'm John Madden from Miller Lite, light beer. You know,
I didn't realize that he hosted SNL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At one point he did that.
Wow.
In the 70s. Or no, I think it was the 80s.
Okay.
Because
Carvey?
Dick Ebersol tells a story about how he tried to lure Madden away from Fox to get him to come and do Sunday Night Football, mm-hmm. and he was successful with it, but he says the first time he ever met John Madden was when Lorne Michaels asked him to host SNL.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was intrigued by him then.
Who's that, Ebersol?
Yeah, he's just 82. Okay, so which was only 4 years removed from, I think, coaching the Raiders.
Saturday Night Live had only been around for 7 years.
3 years?
3 years. 79, I think, right? Or 77?
75.
Yeah. 77? All right.
But, yeah, big loss. I'm going to, you know, it's weird. It's like we haven't had Madden around but in years because he's retired. I think last year might have been 09 or something like that. But because of that video game and the old Steve Sable NFL films, a lot of which, like, you know, will cut away to, like, you know, Madden talking, you know, it's like mm-hmm. his brand was just so synonymous and so strong with football. I mean, like, it's like it is a huge icon for football to lose. And I think it wasn't resonate with people now. Maybe it didn't. That's why it took so long for him to get to the Hall of Fame. But I think that, you know, his absence is going to cause people 10 years from now to go, God, Madden was good. You know, how good, you know, and are there any announcers that could get to that level? I don't know. Tony Romo is a very likable guy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's as quirky as John Madden, you know, and that's what was fun about Madden, because Madden would point to things like, look here, Troy Aikman can't even grow a beard. And he'd get this illustrator out and go, look, he's got a little piece of his hair.
Yeah. No one takes his
and boom. Chances. And that's that. That's all I got to say about, you know, but yeah, maybe Romo has the juice.
We'll see. But you know what I want to see?
What do you want to see, Billy?
The Bears fire Matt Nagy next Sunday.
Yeah.
This Sunday afternoon. I wonder if they wait
you know
until.
Who's not going to
I wonder
the
if
Hall
he gets fired right after the game. They just come out and they're like, Matt Nagy's been fired.
Nagy's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Not yet. I mean, he's looking good. He could get another NFL job and all of a sudden turn into, you know.
What would you
Wonder
do
Boy?
If the Bears fired, like, Ted Phillips and brought in Trace Armstrong and Armstrong keeps Nagy?
No.
No.
Everybody's got to go.
Armstrong is Nagy's agent.
Total wipeout.
I was thinking the same thing, Clay. I think it's got to be. I was even. Bill was talking about the. We were after the game the other day.
Sell the team.
I was like, well, that's always an option, too. I think a lot of fans would like to see that.
Sell it to
Mark Cuban.
Cuban, Zuckerberg, and Gates can go in on it together.
No, if Gates bought the. If Zuckerberg and Gates bought the Bears, that's it. I'm done. I'm becoming a Packer fan.
Musk.
Yeah.
Musk, too. I'll become a Packer fan.
Musk will put the stadium on like a hoverboard.
That'd be interesting. He's building a stadium over the city of Chicago.
Floating stadium.
A floating stadium. Musk buys Bears, promises to build floating stadium over
Good luck
the loop.
Getting to your seat.
Over the lake, dude.
Good luck getting to your seat.
So what, everyone has to take an elevator from the L?
No, everyone's got rocket shoes. He hands them out.
Everybody gets free rocket shoes.
It'll get weird around here.
It would get weird. Chicago Bear fans have arrived in their rocket shoes for today's game.
Just people bumping into each other in midair.
At Hover Field.
At the gates.
Yes.
Hey, watch it. Your rocket shoe just burned my leg, you jerk.
No, but
that'd be a lot of personnel and things to handle. They can't even handle taking in COVID tests.
People can't even
in the city of Chicago.
Figure out a four-way stop sign.
Yeah. The Bears. Goes in the Musk land again. Clay, I was talking to Bill about we were at the end of the game last week. I was thinking about the personnel, and Bill's like, well, what about this guy? I was like, you know what? Trade everybody. Get rid of everybody. Like, anybody who's not been on the team who's been on the team for more than 3 years, gone.
See if you can swap with.
All the way down, from the coaches to the front office, everybody. If you're tenured for more than 3 years, you're out.
Draft everyone that's on Alabama this year. Have them become the Bears next year. Get rid of every current player. Just get rid of them.
That would be an insane idea.
And just go from there.
if you could maneuver it, but there's so many number one draft picks that come out of Alabama, you'd have to trade all kinds of stuff.
Get the second string guys. They're probably better.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'll give you Khalil Mack. I'll give you everybody. We just want the entire Alabama Crimson Tide football team. We're going to orchestrate it. We're going to unload everybody. Trade everybody.
Give me an Alabama high school football team.
What a weird demand that would be. That's an Al Davis demand. He'd be like, I'm going to fire everybody, and I'm going to get the entire Alabama Crimson Tide football team to play for me.
I'm going to put Bears jerseys on all of them.
I'm going to trade everybody.
And we're going to go.
Yeah.
The Bulls are
incredible
boys.
Bulls.
La Bulls.
That's what the French guy in our dance
I've been
studio
watching
says.
Are we getting out early tonight for the La Bulls game?
Can we talk about DeMarcus
No,
Rosen?
We're not done writing songs yet.
DeMarcus?
Yeah.
The Marvelous, as Stacey King likes to call
him.
He's
unbelievable. He's those two buzzer shots in a row.
You know that he's at, I think it's a buddy of mine put it up the other day, he's at like 2,200 to one to win right now.
Wow.
The MVP. So if you put $200 on him, you could cash in like $4,400.
Do it.
Thinking about it.
He's from Compton. He's tough.
Dude, he's up there in the categories. He could legitimately, my feeling is they have to win the finals. If they win the finals, he could win the MVP.
Bulls?
People are picking him.
There's no way.
People are picking him. Clay,
I think the Bulls have a way to go. They're not that good yet.
Mark my words, they're going to the NBA Finals.
Oh, okay. Bold prediction from
Billy.
If they
get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tonight, they'll go to the finals.
Well, yeah. Anybody goes to the finals with Abdul-Jabbar.
80-year-old Jabbar.
No. Yeah. Look, I don't think that I think that Milwaukee has what's his name? Just when the
Golden State's got like six good guys.
I think we can get past Milwaukee, even though Giannis, all right? Even though I think we can get past them. We have more superstars, better players than they do, I think.
I don't know. They're tough to beat. They got sneaky good guys that you don't know
so
about.
So do we.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Anyway, we'll see. The bowl games, watch that Utah-Ohio State game. That was nuts. Lost my bet on that.
You guys you've been hitting the bet scene, huh?
Well, like maybe $10, $5 here and there. It's nothing big.
Just tickle
my interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Pat's like, oh, dude, I haven't watched this much football in like 10 years. I'm like,
it does make every game interesting.
I'm like, you mean the Barstool Sports app wouldn't have anything to do with that, would it?
Absolutely. I think it's especially during COVID, lots of guys were like, let me get into this, you know? Yeah, lots of guys into gambling. Mm.
Women like to gamble too.
Yes, they do.
Rose likes it too.
But the accessibility all of a sudden of especially online sportsbook in Illinois, it peaked. I mean, I'm a lottery player anyway. You know, I play like $10
of
lotto.
You're devout.
I'm a devout lottery player.
somebody wants Powerball.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I'm a devout lottery player. How about you?
Somebody won the Powerball.
You like the lotto?
Two people.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah. Nobody here. I get upset now.
They'll be fine.
I get people get when the pot gets up after $500 million and somebody wins and it's not me. It's like
the guy in Wisconsin.
Yeah, again. You
know, he's gonna build a golden cow, 17,000 feet tall.
He's gonna buy part of the Packers.
He's gonna buy the Bears. He should buy the Bears. Whoever you are,
Powerball winner buys Bears.
Does it?
That would be awesome if somebody did that.
Like I know nothing about football.
Yes. Like I don't. I'm just a fan. And I got $1 billion, and I'm buying the Bears.
I'm just a
and
farmer like, yes. from Elkhart, Wisconsin.
Right. There's no corporate interest involved in the guy at all.
And he's bringing Aaron Rodgers over to be
but
our
he makes
quarterback.
The whole team wear overalls.
Fine. They can, you know, wouldn't that be something if the Bears had overalls on top of their?
No.
We're trying out these new overall uniforms
they
I invented.
They were designed. It's like real what uniforms look like now, but it's like painted overalls that look like on the shoulder pads and pants.
There's a picture. Yeah. It's changing
the numbers
the
in between like the two straps.
Changing her name to the Cheeseheads.
Yeah. NFL art director Bill Houlihan invented the overalls that were worn by the Bears.
The Bears are 20 years away from doing anything.
We'll see. We're at the end of the show. What a wacky week. Fun to be back.
Oh, yeah.
Always goes insane places. This week.
It did, and I forgot. I wanted to tell a story about getting a battery in my watch, but I guess
we'll have to tease that for next week. Folks, if you're really rabid fans, next week Billy tells the story of a watch battery.
Yeah, it's all about inflation.
It really wet your whistle at that.
Yeah.
Dream about it.
But you know what? That's the beauty of this show, and that's the kind of everyday stuff and goofy
people will tune in to hear that.
Yeah. I hope so. They're tired of hearing the other stuff. I do want to thank our sponsors again, Cork and Carry Irish Pub out in Beverly and Bridgeport, Flood Brothers Disposal. Fox's Beverly Pizza, Guinness Irish Stout, and that's all of them.
Right.
If you like the show, you can find archives. Go to hibernianradio.org. All our archives are there. Yes. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Hooley's Hooley Show, or just Google it, H-O-O-L-E-Y. Until next week, bye.